Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You can't beat Cass.
Don't even try, homeboy. You
can't just going to say, I don't want to hear Kevin continue.
All right, Kevin. Fine. 1880.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Nothing before 1880.
It was a banger from Hawk back in the day. So romantic.
Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gamby Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Joyce is from Seekonk. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
I have a feeling I know what your parents were doing for most of your life.
Well, my father says only 12 times.
Yeah. Joyce is one of 12 children.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Good
God almighty.
You have 11 siblings. That
Yikes.
Is incredible.
I just got the shivers.
Just because the Bible says so doesn't mean you have to.
How many boys and girls? What do we got here?
First nine were girls. Last three were boys.
Oh, boy.
That's incredible. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I hope you guys had 45 bathrooms.
Actually, growing up, we had one for quite
You're
a while.
Kidding me.
You're insane. No. Why did you not
girls?
Run away?
My father finally put in the second one. It was like heaven.
It's the little things, man.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Kennedy's now stepped out of the studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. She's got 2,560 wins, only 217 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one, Will Smith said he turned down playing Neo in The Matrix because he just didn't understand the pitch of the movie. Which actor went on to play Neo in The Matrix trilogy?
Keanu Reeves.
Question number two, Drew Bledsoe is 47 today. The former New England Patriots quarterback was injured and replaced by a young backup. You may have heard of him. His name is Tom Brady.
Yep, a couple times.
Drew Bledsoe wore number 11. Who is number 11 now?
Julian Edelman.
Question number three.
Who's number 11 in your family?
my brother Christopher.
Go ahead, Christopher.
Trevor Noah will be on was on Colbert last night. Excuse me. Which show does Trevor Noah host?
I knew these were
going to
be too easy.
All right.
No idea.
Question number four. Rob Thomas celebrating his 47th birthday today. What was the name of the Matchbox 20 song that starts with these lyrics? She says it's cold outside and she hands me my raincoat. She's always worried about things like that.
Oh my God.
Nothing?
No.
Nothing.
It's harder when you read it. That's why I love it.
It really is. You could have sung it for me.
She's always worried about things like that.
She is always worried about things
like that.
All right, question number five. Parks and Rec star Amy Poehler, Rashida Jones, and Aubrey Plaza reunited for Galentine's Day. Which of Amy's characters invented on the show? Well, I don't understand how it's
written. Which Amy's character invented on the show? Galentine's Day.
Oh, which? Okay, I got you. What was the name of her character on the show?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Sorry, there was ellipses there, and instead of a comment, it confused me. I apologize.
Hey, no suits, anyway.
Is it just two out of five? Yeah.
Two.
All right, these are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Sure.
Question number one. Will Smith said he turned down playing Neo in The Matrix because he didn't understand the pitch. Which actor went on to play Neo in The Matrix trilogy?
Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
I don't think anyone understood that last
one. So Keanu understood it. Will Smith didn't.
Drew Bledsoe is 47 today. The former New England Patriot quarterback was injured and replaced by a young backup. You may have heard of him. His name was Tom Brady. Bledsoe was number 11. Who is number 11 right now in the Patriots?
Julian Edelman.
Okay, Jules.
Catch it.
2-2. Question number three. Trevor Noah on Colbert last night. What show does Noah host?
The Daily Show.
3-2. Question number four. Rob Thomas, celebrating his 47th birthday, what was the name of the Matchbox 20 song that starts with this lyric? She says it's cold outside, and she hands me my raincoat. She's always worried about things like that.
I want to say slide, but that's a Goo Goo Dolls song.
Like, all I hear is
Iris.
Slide, slide. I mean, think about it. Can you hear it now? Can you hear it now?
Oh, yeah, totally. No. The minute you said it, I was like, oh, yeah.
I know,
Kennedy,
the song.
It is Matchbox 20, 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Take a listen.
She says,
cold outside, she hand me a raincoat.
I know that part. It was the chorus that I couldn't get to.
So it's worried about things like that.
So why don't you slide?
It's a good mashup.
Parks and Rec star Amy Poehler, Rashida Jones, and Aubrey Plaza reunited for Galentine's Day, which Amy's character invented on the show. What was the name of her character on that show?
Her name was Leslie Nope.
Boom. Nice job,
Kennedy.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Joyce. I'm sorry you don't get the $100, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. Santana with the Doobie Brothers, August 20th at the Xfinity Center, so you're going to go see that show, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to say?
My number three sister will be very happy because we were talking about this yesterday.
My number three sister.
What's your number three sister's name?
1278, not so much.
She's telling me, she goes, Santana's coming. I said, you know, Mix is giving away tickets.
Well, now she's going. Okay, well, you tell her. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Joyson Seacock, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
I feel like he was always off-pitching that
song. Don't even try, okay, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Cumberland Farms. Lindsay's from Waitensville. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
So Lindsay feels a little slighted. She played Kempe Kennedy a few years ago. And she got some movie passes from us. And apparently it ended up being the worst movie of the year.
What movie is that?
I don't remember the title of the movie, but the story right before Campy Kennedy started was how bad the movie was.
Amazing.
I remember this because I think I even said to you, if you accidentally went into a different theater to watch a different movie, I wouldn't be mad at you.
You also sent me a bumper sticker because you felt like it was nicer than the tickets.
Oh, I've got to know what movie it was.
True.
Super important for me right now.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the
Hot
studio,
Rod,
please,
with Andy
Lindsay?
Sandberg.
No, that was a
great
moment.
Please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Lindsay, you get more right than Kennedy. You're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie or you lose. Kennedy has 2,561 wins, only 217 losses, and she is now in that other studio. She can't hear any of these questions I'm about to ask you. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Frozen 2 will open November 22nd.
Still.
What is the name of the princess in Frozen with the magical abilities?
Elsa.
Question number two. Sources say Nick Cannon may try and convince Mariah Carey to be a judge on The Masked Singer.
What?
How many kids do they have together?
Two.
Question number three. Only 5 million people watched The Return of the Walking Dead on Sunday night, which was down close to 50% from last year's mid-season return. What was the name of Andrew Lincoln's character who left the show after 10 seasons?
Dale?
Question number four. A Flintstones-themed park in Arizona just closed. It had been open since 1972.
That's almost prehistoric time.
I've seen this park. I'm surprised it lasted that long.
Is this the one that was featured in Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
What town do the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock.
If I could see you a bit. Question number five. Michael B. Jordan told Oprah that he has no interest in playing Superman. Who was the last Superman?
Oh. I don't actually know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Lindsay got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
These are tough. Ooh. You ready?
You bet.
Frozen 2 will open November 22nd. What is the name of the princess in Frozen with the magical abilities?
Elsa.
Tied to one. And the trailer that came out is 2 minutes long.
But it's so good.
There's no talking.
Who cares? You get to see them again. They're all together.
Yeah, but it's 2 minutes and there's no dialogue.
The intensity is there.
It's a little weird to me.
They're going.
Question number two. Sources say Nick Cannon may try and convince Mariah Carey to be a judge on The Masked Singer next season. How many kids do they have together?
Two.
Them babies. Tied at two. Question number three. A little over 5 million people watched The Return of the Walking Dead on Sunday night, which is down almost 50% from last year's midseason return. What was the name of Andrew Lincoln's character who left the show after 10 seasons?
Oh, crap.
I feel like we ask this question about every 6 months.
Rick?
Need the full name.
Grimes?
Doom.
3-2. Question number four. A Flintstones-themed park in Arizona just closed down. It had been open since 1972. What town did the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock. I can make your bed rock.
Modern style.
We share our brains sometimes, Kennedy.
Always. Really.
4-3. Question number five. Michael B. Jordan told Oprah he has no interest in playing Superman. Who was the last Superman?
Henry Cavill.
That is correct. Woo! 5-3 is the final score. Lindsay, I'm sorry, don't get the cash. I don't have any crappy movie tickets, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to go see Train with the Goo Goo Dolls August 17th at the Xfinity Center. How about that?
That's so awesome.
So yeah. If you love what we're doing today, you're going to love that
show. It's way better.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Lindsay from Whitensville, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
What was he going to say?
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
What?
She's going to school.
What?
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
And I say that I hate my ex-wife with all the love in the world.
I don't.
So nice of you.
I don't.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Kelly's from Devon's. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
I understand you are helping to launch a brand new store.
Yeah, so we've been on...
Hold on. We'll let you get the plug depending on how well you do on Kempe Kennedy, okay? Kick
good.
Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie her, that's a loss for you. Kennedy has 2,562 wins, only 217 losses. Remember, you tie, you lose. She's now gone. She can't hear any of these questions. Question number one, J-Lo. Okay. J-Lo is going on tour over the summer to celebrate her birthday. Is she turning 40 or 50?
50.
Question number two, famous magician Teller turning 71 today. He's half of one of the biggest magic acts in the world, Blank and Teller.
Oh, geez.
Geez and Teller.
I don't know that one.
Okay, question number three. Daniel Radcliffe says that he thinks Harry Potter is going to be rebooted.
What
was the name of Harry Potter's rival from the Slytherin all throughout the series?
Draco Malfoy.
Question number four.
You know. You don't know the real magic, but you know the fake magic.
It is real.
Muggles.
Still waiting for my letter from Hogwarts.
Same, girl. Same.
Tesla is adding a dog feature to its cars. When activated, the car plays music, keeps its air conditioning on, and activates a display screen that says, "I'm fine. My owners will be right back." Huh. Who owns Tesla?
Elon Musk.
Question number five. The new Breaking Bad movie is going to air on Netflix and AMC. What city did most of Breaking Bad take place in?
I'm going to guess Atlanta.
Natick.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Natick.
Where is your store?
It's in the Natick Mall.
Natick Mall. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little bit more information. Hang on.
Okay.
Kennedy?
Yep.
Kelly got 3 out of 5.
Three.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. J-Lo is going on tour this summer to celebrate her birthday. Is she turning 40 or 50?
50.
Tied to one. Question number two. Famous magician Teller turning 71 today. He's half of one of the biggest magic acts in the world, Blank and Teller.
Pen
and Teller. 2-1. Question Bank number three. Teller. Daniel Radcliffe says that he thinks Harry Potter is going to be rebooted. What was the name of Potter's rival from Slytherin all throughout the series?
Draco Malfoy.
3-2. Question number four. Tesla is adding a dog feature to its cars. When activated, the car plays music, keeps its air conditioning on, and activates a display screen that says, I'm fine, my owner will be right back.
Stop it.
Who owns Tesla?
Elon Musk.
People with too much money.
Mm-hmm. What? And your dog shouldn't be in your car. Just
no.
4-3, question number 5.
What if it's a driverless car and the dog's driving?
What about if it's wintertime?
Does take it itself to the vet.
Yeah.
The dog stays at home where it belongs.
It's pretty amazing.
I don't know. Call me crazy.
Maybe put a movie on there the dog can watch?
Yeah.
Benji?
Air Bud.
Oh, Air Bud.
Marley and Me. No.
Oh, that's dark. The new Breaking Bad movie is going to air on Netflix and AMC, Kennedy. What city did most of Breaking Bad take place in?
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
The puppy needs a good cry.
5-3. Is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Kelly, you don't get the cash. You did get 3 right, though. So I'm going to give you 3 seconds to talk about your store at Natick Mall.
We sell women's clothing. It's all comfortable and soft, and you'll find something for anyone in your family there.
What are you called?
You never told us the name.
It's called Lou and Gray.
Lou, I was about to say, you were about to BB Rex us.
We have great clothing for women of all sizes. It doesn't matter, but I'm not going to tell you the name.
All right. It's a Natick Mall. What's it called again?
Lou and Gray.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm looking it up.
Go for it.
Kelly, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Kelly from Devens, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.